Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to strap our boots on. This is a perfect day to die. Wipe the blood out of our eyes. In this life there's no surrender, and there's nothing left for us to do. Find the strength to see this through.
Coming to Bard's Logic, political talk, part of the conservative conversation. And we're not going to talk about it much tonight, but of course you've probably heard about Liz Cheney getting ousted from her seat. We could talk a little bit about that, but you know, maybe later on in the show. Also want to direct you to our special edition we had this week. If you have not had the opportunity to speak with or listen to our candidate, we interviewed our special edition Monday with Jack Lombardi, who is running against Adam Kinzinger. Of course, you know, Adam Kinzinger is the anti-Trump Republican who a lot of folks are looking to get voted out. So we'll, you know, invite you to go to the podcast and listen to that. And, of course, be very much appreciated if you were to share that with your friends. You could do that with your social medias, your emails. So we definitely would appreciate you sharing that out. So if you take some time while you're listening to this live or listening to the podcast, then, you know, the recording, then, you know, just take the time now while you're thinking about it to share the link. You can find it here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also find downloads if you listen to podcasts on many other podcasts available. So take the link, you know, send it to people on your different social medias as well as, you know, your email. I'm sure you got a lot of folks you can email the links to. I mean, the candidate literally stayed on the entire three-hour program. So if you want to get, you know, what this candidate is like personally, and we, you know, of course, talked about, you know, issues, then you'll definitely get some insight here. Salt of the Earth guy, you know, so far, just, you know, a regular guy like you and I, regular citizen. Now, we did also invite to come on to the show Kenalita Laup, who is also running against Kinzinger. We are still yet awaiting her response on whether she'll come on the show. But we also did get, we're waiting confirmation from on when, Jonah Schultz, who is going to be running against Gonzalez in Ohio. So we're just waiting to get that nailed down for whenever, what week. And then, of course, next week, mark your calendars, the 19th, when we would talk with former director for the Office of Small Business Program for the Trump administration, and working with the Department of Defense, and that's Amy Murray. And we will be having her on next Wednesday. So looking forward to that, and hopefully we get some more of these other candidates and folks on. And so tonight, though, our main focus, and of course, as we do, we'll talk about other things, I'm sure, is how the mainstream media compares to Nazi propagandists, and is Arizona really addressing vote integrity? So we'll be talking about those. And what we may decide to talk about that tonight is I was, you know, on Twitter, as I do. I really like to spend more time on Parler, and, you know, because I do like Parler better than Twitter for many reasons. But, you know, you really get more of a, you know, I'm not combative, but I do have, you know, slight debates and things of that nature with people on Twitter. Most of them won't listen to you, but occasionally. But there was a girl on there on Twitter who, you know, she tried to, you know, of course, as all the Democrats and the sycophants in the media do, is a continual attempt to attribute Nazism on Republicans and conservatives. But what they really are doing is, as we know, one thing that the Democrats are masters of is projection. And so this person actually sent me this excerpt on Twitter, basically trying to explain how Trump, you know, supporters are somehow been, you know, brainwashed, you know, for that, you know, brainwashed, you know, by Trump. So gave me this excerpt, and I read it, and then I was thinking, you know, this actually sounds what the media does. And Stephen, we're going to get you on the line. And, you know, we're going to get you in the show, but I'm going to read that excerpt, and I'm going to get your thoughts on it. And now, you know, of course, say mine, where I think that it's actually the Democrats who fit this more than, I mean, I don't even think the Republicans do. But anyway, you know, here's the excerpt. And again, sound like this is what the media is doing, not, you know, President Trump. So it says, and there's the excerpt. It says, the totalitarian mass leaders base their propaganda on the correct psychological assumption that under such conditions, one can make people believe the most fantastic statements one day and trust that if the next day they were given irrefutable proof of their falsehood, they would take refuge in cynicism. Instead of deserting the leaders who had lied to them, they would protest and they would that they had known all along that the statement was a lie and would admire the leaders for their superior tactical cleverness. What had been demonstrable reaction of mass audiences became an important hierarchical principle for mass organizations. A mixture of gullibility and cynicism is prevalent in all ranks of totalitarian movements, and the higher the rank, the more cynicism weighs down gullibility. The essential conviction shared by all ranks, from fellow traveler to leader, is that politics is a game of cheating and that the first commandment to the movement, the Fuhrer is always right. It is necessary for those purposes of world politics, but, you know, and then the article excerpt cuts off. So, again, and I'll refer back to this, you know, as well, but again, this doesn't sound like, you know, Trump and what Trump did to his followers. This sounds more like what the mainstream media are as Hitler and the Nazis and their propagandists. But you heard this, go ahead and bring it in, Steve. And, you know, you've heard, you know, the excerpt. And what do you think about that? And does that remind you more of what the mainstream media tries to do? And how so? And maybe some examples if you think, you know, that is indeed more projection on what they do. Not the Democrats or you know, not the Republicans or conservatives or even Trump followers, for that matter.
Absolutely. You know, it's a losing battle to try to snuggle up and be friends with the establishment. And, you know, 100 Republicans now, it was a report that the 100 Republicans are thinking about leaving the Republican Party. The moderates, they're moderate, and they're, you know, they're upset about Trump and everything. They're thinking about leaving. And so it's like if your life revolves around impressing Wall Street, billion-dollar mainstream media, we'll never win. And we'll never win, you know, because to impress them, you're going to have to go along with globalist talking points. I'd rather have maybe $5 million targeted at destroying the image of Big Pharma. I'd rather have, like, targeted attacks, information war campaigns to get the American people to understand how dangerous the situation is than trying to impress the mainstream media, which is never going to happen. And the establishment that we used to have in the Republican Party has pretty much been annihilated, and they want to go and form their own party. So we're looking at the destruction of the Republican Party. What do you see about the moderates and the establishment Republicans? Do you see them as it's becoming a splinter faction, a third party? Are we even going to still have the numbers like we had in the last election? Do elections even matter? Does the mainstream media even matter? Because if a lot of people don't trust the government to begin with, is it like you're living in Nazi Germany where everybody knows propaganda is propaganda? Is the mainstream media even credible anymore? You see what I'm saying? Does it even matter? These guys are a joke.
Well, you brought up a lot of points, and I don't know if you're close to your phone or mic, but I'm getting a lot of, like, lispy sound to it.
Is it better now?
Yeah, that's better. Loud, but there's not as much, like, lispy sound. But you made a lot of points. Now, with the 100 Republicans threatening to leave the party, all that shows me, and all this should show – the Republican base or any Republican, is that the Republican Party, really, those folks as 100, really do not care about the party, and it actually shows that Donald Trump, President Trump, cares more about the Republican Party than these so-called Republicans. They're not really Republicans. If they're willing to splinter off and create their own – you know, Republican Party, who knows what they would call it. Maybe, you know, I could have made some jokes about it. But that would just go to show that they really don't care. They really don't care about the party. And they really don't care about the principles of the Republican Party, unless the principles of the Republican Party are just to make the appearances that they're the opposition party to the Democrats and what the Democrats are trying to do to this republic, you know. And so that's all they're gonna prove is that they're all talk and no action, because all they want to be are those who want to pretend that they're the opposition. But then eventually they all just cave to them. That's what I see if that were to happen. Do I think it will? It very well could, but what needs to be convinced is, like, look, you guys, you know, if you say that you believe in anything in Republicanism, then by joining another party, you know you're opening up the country to, you know, to the Democrats and the, you know, what the Democrats want to do. I mean, you know, to the country. And I mean, the Democrats aren't very much better than the National Socialists and the German National Socialists in the 1930s. And we all know what we're talking about here.
They're
not going to be any better. And so what people need to realize, people who would vote Republican, is say, well, these guys are done. We're not going to vote for them, you know, because – and now what you're talking about with the, you know, the people is – I'm trying to remember your – tell me your second point again, because, I mean, I want to make sure the guys can say
my direct enemy right now is Big Pharma. And blaming them for a massive amount of deaths from the vaccine. So I'd rather have targeted direct attacks, whether it's a $5 million local grassroots campaign where we have people knocking on doors and we have some big donors spend $5 million and we just start educating the American people. And I tell people all the time, number one, best way to get people off of Big Pharma is them getting healed, whether that's coming off their insulin, dealing with cancer, doing some water fasting, getting healthy. We can have a get healthy campaign and start really massively educating the American people that we can improve our health to live just as long as the Japanese are living. You know,
you also mentioned, because I want to get your points, but there's other points that you mentioned that I was going to address. And that did, you know, spur me that you also mentioned.
Trying to impress. Yeah, trying to impress. See, the mainstream media, it's kind of like the establishment Republicans are kind of like the automobile. The mainstream media is kind of like the engine. And so it's kind of like we have to have a divorce. We have to take the engine out of the car. It's very unfortunate, but if we're going to have three parties in this country in the next election, and you know why they're doing this, because they want, you know, they want Joe in there again for a second term. You know that, and there's probably going to be three parties just to make sure that happens. They're going to fraction the Republican Party. So then the best we can do is a direct targeted attack against our objectives, our goals of what we want done. If we want to destroy Big Pharma and bring them crashing down, then we can do that. This is going to take some major grassroots efforts on the issues that's going to come up during those debates. If there's going to be three, four, five different parties floating around this country come next election. So it just depends on what your goals are, but trying to impress the mainstream media, trying to get them to love us again, things like that, it's just not going to happen. You see what I'm saying? Because you'll have to change your entire platform, and you'll turn into a rhino. You just turn into a rhino. Let's just admit that. To get the mainstream media to love you guys, you're just going to have to turn into rhinos. That's what they want. They want you to be a moderate. They want you to be soft. They want you to be,
They want you to act like a Democrat. That's what the mainstream media wants. Let's just admit that. They want you to love Dr. Fauci. They want you to continue getting your booster shots and everything else, get your vaccine, wear your mask. I was at Walmart today. There was a lot of people not wearing masks. So it's falling apart. What Dr. Fauci wants is falling apart. Here in central Indiana, where I'm at here, Delaware County, Indiana. But it's just like, yeah, that's my scenario. I mean, do we really want them to love us? Because you have to sacrifice a lot to get that love from the mainstream media again.
My contention, because you asked if the mainstream media is important, and unfortunately they are. And why I believe that is, and this is what, you know, how you can compare the mainstream media, you know, if you can even call it media, to Nazi propaganda, is that remember what, and the media are, you know, are important. I do think so. And it's not about getting people to, you know, well, it is for the rhinos. You're right. Getting, they just like Liz Cheney. She just wants the media to like her. But what we got to get people to understand is, because I do think there was chicanery done in the 2020 election. I do think that Biden was installed inside the White House. I do think there was, I think the election was stolen. I do believe that. I've seen evidence of it. And the reason why the theft was able to be successful is that the media was successful in getting a good portion of the American people through lies about Trump to hate President Trump. I mean, that is just what Hitler and the Nazis did to the Jews. What did they do? What did Hitler and the Nazis do to the Jews? They convinced the German people that Jews should be hated, that Jews almost weren't human. So, and look how, you know, and that's why they had them, you know, make fun of Trump, call him the orange man, and, you know, say he's a racist and try to blame him for every COVID death. And, you know, say, you know, call it, you know, say he was an authoritarian when actually they are. So they projected basically what they are onto Trump. But the media and propagandists, they towed the line. And the way they towed the line is, you still have a vast majority of people in America who, if they believe they hear something over and over and over again, and they hear it from multiple outlets, that it must be true. And so when you have every, you know, when you have every liberal outlet and newspaper saying the exact same thing, using the same words and same phrases, they're going to get a lot of people to believe them. And so that's what the, you know, that's what the Nazis did to the Jews. That, you know, they convinced the Jewish people to hate them so that they could do anything that they want. So there was so what the media did for the 2020 election is they made President Trump so hated by so many through lying about them that they were able to get enough people to vote for Biden, even though all the signs were there that he was going to be a weak president, but they voted for him anyway. So, you know, again, as that excerpt, you know, was saying, that, you know, it's where it says the totalitarian mass leaders base their propaganda on the correct psychological assumption that under conditions one could believe the most fantastical statements. There's no proof that Donald Trump was a racist. There was no proof that he was responsible for the deaths of COVID. There was no proof that he colluded with Russia. There, you know, so they continually lie. I mean, they just kept lying. And you had enough people say it, and even some people in authority, and then you had people who were actually, you know, part of the media, where they got enough people to convince them. Even when the proof was there, I mean, when you didn't hardly see Biden doing any type of campaigning, again, you could see that you could believe some fantastical statements, which are false, and they were able to get, you know, millions of people to believe them. And that, you know, they just took a page from, you know, not Nazi propaganda, because that's what they did. They were successful in getting, you know, the Germans to hate the Jews. Same thing, you know, same thing here.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, Trump still won. I mean, they stole it. I mean, Trump still got way more votes. I mean, I knew so many African American people that voted for Trump. People know, Democrats know. They just laugh and they say, "Oh, we don't care. We needed Joe. They needed Chinese Joe."
Yeah, they
Chinese
don't care.
Joe.
You're right.
They needed Chinese Joe. It's just like, that's why I'm saying grassroots, because if we can get, you can force the conversation. If the issue, the vaccine is dangerous, that issue. If the issue gets big enough, because people are pumping out on the grassroots, knocking on doors, if the issue gets big enough, they have to cover it. The mainstream media has to attack it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you'll get the attention. You'll get their attention. But to sit back and trying to convince them is not really, you see what I'm saying? They're Wall Street controlled. I mean, you got like 9 companies that control like 98% of the media. So, you know, it's you know, we're just talking to a brick wall. But if you hit the grassroots, get some, you know, $5-10 million campaign going, knocking on doors, a health movement. Hey, let's get healthier. Let's expose the ingredients in our food, the soy, the genetically modified food. Let's expose the vaccines. Because if a lot of people are going to die, our country's going to be smaller. I don't even know
what
the country's going to look like in the next 4 years, to be honest with you.
This should scare people. This should make people at least wary. I don't want to say scare people. I don't think people should be scared. But I think they should be wary. Because here in Ohio, our governor, now he's supposedly going to lift a lot of the mandates, right? But then he's getting incentives. So if you're a child from 12 to 15 and you get the vaccine, there's going to be some type of what are they trying to do? The article for this, but basically this is going to be a raffle where you can put your name in a hat if you got the vaccine, and a kid can win a 4-year college scholarship. Okay, so or if you're an adult and you get it, you could actually put your here's the article. It says, let's see. I'm getting the article here. It says, and this is DeWine, Mike DeWine, who's a Republican, but he's a rhino, as you point, you know, he's a rhino. Says for adults who are getting the vaccine, DeWine said there will be a weekly drawing for a prize of $1 million. So a $1 million prize. No, look, they got rid of the article because I know I'm reading it on Bard's Logic now. But a $1 million prize. And for kids, you know, it's, a possible 4-year scholarship to a college. Now,
imagine what the Democrat states are going to do. They'll call Child Protective Services on you for not getting your child vaccinated. And then the babies, the infants, that's being reviewed. It's insane. Think about that. Imagine living in California and somebody calls Child Protective Services because you didn't get the vaccine for your infant or your teenager, and they call CPS on you. Or if you live in New York or Illinois, the Democrat stronghold. Imagine that. It's going to be insane. It is just insane, man. Remember the donuts? You get a free donut
But now in Ohio, it's $1 million. I mean, seriously, if the government – look, people need to realize the government aren't going to offer you money without strings attached. That's how governments work.
Yeah, and it normally starts in California, New York, and then they try to get the rhinos to spread it to the Republican states. They like to experiment out in California. They like to use California to like to experiment on things like the, with the soy. The prisoners were like the first experiment with soy, GMO, genetically modified soy. The prisoners were like the first experiments on that before they sent the soy across America and put it in the bread and bread products. It's going to be insane. It's going to be insane. Imagine Child Protective Services. It's just, and that's why, you know, we just have to keep our faith in Christ, because the situation is becoming so big. You're going to need a lot. You're going to need millions and millions and probably billions of dollars to get a grassroots campaign that big to get the American people educated. I mean, you know, my 800-page book does a great job, you know, the one I like to read, but you have to wake up a lot of people. You really have to, and it's going to take money and it's going to take manpower. Otherwise, it's just going to be the same argument again. Trump is the reason we have all these COVID deaths. Then after the vaccine kills a lot of people, we need another lockdown. Dr. Fauci is going to call for a new lockdown. We've got more deaths. We need even a stronger vaccine. We need booster shots. Trump's still at fault. Look at all the millions of people Trump killed. You see what I'm saying? That's their plan. That's their plan. They're going to blame Trump for everything. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to blame Trump for everything. That's their plan. Our job should be to get the country healthy, get people off their insulin, getting healed, buying organic, living holistic. You know, the health food stores may be able to help us. Trader Joe's might be able to help us. Whole Foods. No, Amazon owns Whole Foods, I believe, but it's just got to be grassroots.
That probably
it's
got to
be grassroots.
Happen.
We need a health movement. We need a health movement. We need to expose Big Pharma for their crimes. Saying, hey, man, we've got evidence going back 200 years with a bunch of lies from Big Pharma. Vaccines been killing people since World War I. We need a health movement to get Americans healthy and expose the fraud of Big Pharma. Then we can finally get rid of these vaccines, get rid of these masks, put Dr. Fauci on trial with the World Health Organization and Bill Gates and all the rest of the cronies.
Bill Gates getting divorced. And what if his wife's like, yeah, I can't subscribe to this stuff that you're doing anymore?
No. That tells you, I really think Alex Jones has a bigger audience than the mainstream media. I mean, when he starts attacking people, man, their names become pretty popular, like Bill Gates. He's one of the first ones to attack him. So, you know, but the mainstream media, lamestream, let's call them lamestream, the lamestream media. I mean, think about it, man. You got to sacrifice your whole way of life just so they'd be happy with you. You have to be a rhino. You have people to love you. It's just too much work. That's why they're like, we're leaving the Republican Party. That's why they're leaving, because they want the mainstream media to love them. Saying, hey, we've got this good party. They're a third party, and they're going to split the Republican vote. That's what this is all about. But why would we even have faith in the voting process?
Yeah, they're certainly out to split the Republican vote. That's for certain. But people got to be—I mean, the people got to be smart on that and not vote for these other folks. They need to just be voting for, you know, people who are, you know, that are pro-American. You know, America first.
In Arizona.
So what they need to do—they need to primary all those guys out.
If the vote doesn't count, if your vote doesn't count, that's another thing I've been hearing, too. I've been hearing people saying, I'm not voting again. My vote doesn't matter. Look, they stole the election. See, they're counting on that discouragement, too. I'm counting on a lot of Democrats dying from the vaccine. I'm thinking the country's going to be a lot smaller. It's just insane. It's insane. And Israel, that might be an all-out war. It might be starting small right now. Think about the next 4 years. It could be complete. By the time the next election or the midterms, it could be insane what's going on with this country by midterms. The amount of people dying, vaccines, child protective services. I'm hearing about fake meat being fed to the school children. Fake meat.
Yeah. I've heard about the whole fake meat stuff. Oh, yeah, and I had a report. You mentioned this, I think, the last time we talked. Do you know what they're actually experimenting some fake meat being made from?
Yes, synthetic beef, and I believe it's being made on Bill Gates' farmland. Remember, he was buying up enough farmland to equal 18 states. Chemicals.
No, crap state. Like human feces being used to make synthetic meat it's supposed to be sterilized, but they're supposed to be using chemicals and flavorings and stuff like that. Actually use human feces and turn it into meat.
Yes, sir. And I remember Dr. Alan Goldhammer out in California. He was taking his patients. He normally puts them on like a 40-day water fast, get rid of multiple sclerosis, get rid of autoimmune diseases and cancer tumors, stuff like that would disappear. And they did a biopsy. They would look at the blood of his patients and hundreds of chemicals from the meat products. Meat is not what it used to be. He was warning people. I mean, we know they spray glyphosate on the vegetables, but the meat products, hundreds of chemicals, if you're not buying organic grass-fed or pasture-raised, you know, free-range chicken, the feed that these animals are eating and the way our meat industry is, humans are getting hundreds of chemicals from the meat products now, and that is causing a major, major problem. And so that's why people are promoting that whole food, plant-based diet. You can get plenty of saturated fat from, like, coconut oil, too. It doesn't have to be just meat on a high-fat, low-carb diet. But the psychological – it all goes back to a psychological operation. If we do what the mainstream media wants us to do to gain their approval, then we failed the psychological operation instead of us fighting them head on. And that's why I kind of like the Alex Jones approach, man. Just fight them head on. Don't try to become them. Don't try to be assimilated into the Borg, you know what I mean? Just fight them head on, because you try to get assimilated, you're going to turn into a rhino. People are going to hate you anyway because you're a rhino now. And so how many people are even trust the mainstream media? How many people trust the electoral process after the last election? These are great questions, because if they don't trust the mainstream media, we don't need to sit around worrying about people that believe them. If people are not really trusting them anymore because of the last election, they've lost credibility. And so the psychological operation is they're trying to get people on their side. We're trying to get people on our side. They've got the money. We don't. We've got the grassroots. You know, we can hit churches, knock on doors, hit health clubs. So it's just that battle between the patriots versus the establishment. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you kind of see it the same way? Yeah, patriots versus the establishment. You know, yeah, because people start getting healed and Americans start getting healthy, that's a major threat against the establishment. Because then that's going to show, hey, Big Pharma's been lying to us. The Japanese have a way better model. And, that's my goal. Like that. Hey, these guys don't know what they're talking about. Dr. Fauci is dangerous. He's the guy behind the AIDS epidemic. In the same PCR test that was used during the AIDS epidemic is being used right now. The same exact PCR test, except that psychological operation, you take the toxic drug called AZT, and that would put you in a coffin. And that's why Magic Johnson to this day is so good, because he never took the toxic AZT drugs, because they educate their people, mm-hmm. Illuminati members that they love, on how health really works. Holistics, and what I know, supposed to be for CIA members, Illuminati members, that was supposed to be their enjoyment. They didn't want the American people on holistics. They wanted them on Big Pharma. And so they wanted to make it seem like, oh, Big Pharma is so great. It's the most expensive, you know, healthcare system in the world. And it's just nothing but a big fat fraud that makes them a lot of money. They don't have the best outcome. As we talked about, you know, Japan and people living to be 110 years old in Japan, eating organic food and seaweed and fresh fish and stuff like that. Big Pharma is like the biggest fraud of all time, the biggest psychological operation of all time, where you go to school for 12 years to be a medical doctor, learn very little about nutrition, and you're prescribing all these different toxic drugs with side effects. So it's expensive, and so because it's expensive, see what I'm saying? People think it's great for your health because it's expensive. And it's not true. It's not true at all.
So yeah.
That's the psyop. Everything they do to us is psychological. If we can beat the psychological operation, we can get the country back. We can go back to arguing about minor issues like we used to 10, 20. Remember 20 years ago we would argue about minor issues? We can go back to that. But right now we have major psychological
issues. Yeah, it used to be the social issues that used to divide us. Now it's stuff of, I think, even more consequence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dr. Fauci is a major, 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 major deadly threat. Yeah, yeah. He's my number one target. Him, Bill,
well, apparently Rand Paul, too. I was never a real huge Rand Paul fan, but he's I think he's doing all right now. At least right now he is.
What did Rand do?
Oh,
I thought he was fighting against the masks.
Oh, he's been taking it to Fauci.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got
about the masks, you know, about the vaccines. I mean, he took it against. He also went up against Biden's Assistant Secretary of Health about letting teenage kids or younger take drugs to stop their puberty. Like, who's going to give a kid anti-puberty drugs? It's unbelievable. But there you have it.
And imagine Child Protective Services knocking on your door in Los Angeles, New York City. You don't get your child the vaccine, you're taking your kid. It's going to get insane. And so if we let them know the consequences before the midterm elections, before the, you know, if we let them know the consequences of their actions, then Democrat Party may come to understand that this is a big threat, this is dangerous. But if they believe the Kool-Aid, they believe everything Dr. Fauci tells them, then you're looking at the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants. You're looking at a situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're dangerously close to that.
Yeah, yeah, because the unvaccinated, they're coming for us. Oh yeah,
they're going to try to incentivize it. First, they're going to try to get people, you know, to do it. Like, really? They're going to take a drawing once a week for someone to win. So are they saying they're going to give $1 million away a week? I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. And then scholarships to children. You know what I don't understand, though? Here's what I don't understand about that: the theory that, you know, about killing people off. Mm-hmm. This is where I don't know about them killing people off. Because, you know, if most of the people are going to be taking this vaccine are liberal, and they kill a lot of the liberals off, then how are they going to have the supporters to support their ongoing agenda?
robots. Remember, $200 million military robots? And then, if it's true that they want to get
rid
of the humans,
voting-wise,
the
how are they going to get their agenda passed if they can't get voted in because they're killing off their constituency?
Because I think they plan on having the patriots like us in FEMA camps or dead from SWAT teams. Yeah. Like, oh, the stormtroopers, Black Lives Matter and the Antifa. That's another thing. They could be the guys to be beating your head in with a baseball bat if you don't get vaccinated. They can call Antifa to come to your door. You see what I'm saying? The stormtroopers. They may also,
yep.
That's what I've been wondering, if the psychological operation is to get them to enforce the vaccine. That's what I've been wondering about that, too, if they are the foot soldiers, or if it's going to be military, or if it's going to be your employer telling you, hey, you don't get the vaccine, you can't be a contractor, you can't do business with the government. You have to have a special license, the vaccine passport, going that route. You have to figure out where the psychological operation goes on who's going to be, you know, beating in our skulls for not getting vaccinated. So it's so many different angles they can come at us with the shot.
Well, first, they're over-incentivizing it. I was pretty shocked when I seen that today. I think that's just ridiculous. And then trying to, you know, again, have kids, you know, get vaccinated. You said, you know, babies and things of that nature. That's what I'm saying. And then you got all these people. You got the propaganda media who are spreading all these lies, and you got people who are like, well, you know, if I keep hearing – and then they say, oh, but the CDC, you know, the CDC, just what gives, you know, why should they be trusted? Seriously, why should they be trusted?
Exactly. And that's why you can always keep hearing me promote the books and stuff, because sometimes the psychological operations are so in-depth, it takes spending a couple of weeks reading the 800-page book just to understand how deep the operation goes. Because if your goal is, let's say you're a trillionaire, your goal is to kill 7 billion people, you've got to create war, civil war, race war, blacks versus whites, unvaccinated versus vaccinated. You've got to kill people with water. You know, they've got, they have in the water supply, you know, fluoride in the water. You've got to kill people with genetically modified food, soy. You've got to kill people with fake meat. If your goal is to kill 7 billion people, it takes a lot. And they worship Satan. So when people die, they see this as a human sacrifice to their god, Satan, which they worship. And they just don't want the public knowing that they worship Satan. But at the end of the day, this is who's telling them to perform these psychological operations on the American people. It's ultimately Satan. He wants to destroy this country, destroy the Christian nations around the world, because Satan hates people that worship Christ, people that's a, you know, Christ is a direct threat against Satan's operation. So that's where I see it. The most debt in the world, Christian nations, heavy in debt all across the world, Christian nations. That's their target. And China is positioned perfectly to be the number one world currency, be the world's reserve currency. China is positioned to be the leader of the future. Do you kind of see that psychological operation as I see it?
Well, we had our guest we had Jack Lombardi on this past Monday, and folks, if you haven't listened to it, the podcast yet, you know, certainly go and listen to it. I mean, he stayed on for the whole show, which I got to give kudos to, you know, someone running for office who stays for the entire show. And who knows, Matt Bevin, you know, when he came on, became the governor of Kentucky, I mean, he would stay on for a good portion, or the majority of the show. And, hey, he got elected, so who knows? Maybe if you spend a long time on Bard's Logic, you get elected. But anyway, but hopefully we'll have him on, you know, again. And again, we're trying to get another one of Kinzinger's opponents on. So, I mean, I reached out to her tonight. I've reached out in the past, but I'm still waiting something. Waiting to hear from her, but we'll see. That's why with the whole abortion issue, I want to bring this up, is that, you know, I seen a typo in my, I got it fixed now. But anyway, that's why with abortion, I don't want to say, I find it ironic because it's like, it's liberals killing their babies. So, you know, I always find it ironic that conservatives were working so hard and putting themselves on the line so hard to save the babies of liberals. It's just baffling. You know, it's just so ironic. It's baffling.
Yeah, and that goes into the demoralization campaign, the 25-year demoralization campaign. See, before the free love hippie movement in the 60s, the free love, and that's when the country, that's when we gave Satan an open door. Like, people look at sin, a sin like, having sex outside of marriage. They see that as being fun and enjoyment. But when you give Satan an open door, he wants to take that open door and expand it to the size of a warehouse. That's when the country gave Satan an open door. And then over the next 25 years from the 60s, then you got the 70s, you got the 80s, the 90s, the moral values in the country were flushed right down the toilet. And that was the plan. See, it's hard to break America when America had strong Christian values. The women, you know, kept their legs closed. They, you know, they were on this feminist stuff. They believed in marriage and, being a good wife. And so as you saw over the decades in the 70s with the porn industry, they just, over the decades, it just kept flushing moral values right down the toilet in America. And that's how they're able to destroy this country, is by getting rid of moral values, where everything is about getting a paycheck from a Wall Street institution, a Wall Street corporation, where the love of money is more important than moral values. That's what we have in this country. Versus back in the 1950s and the 40s, that in Sin Fan, we had strong moral values in the country. So you also need a campaign to get moral values back to the way it is, because when you give Satan a room, Satan wants to take and turn that door into a warehouse. You see where I'm coming from with that? It's all about destroying America from the
inside. Well, I've said this many times in the show, and for people who are long-term listeners, and certainly the panelists on the show, know that, you know, with my beliefs, would be considered pagan. And so I don't subscribe to, you know, Christianity and things of that nature. However, that being said, you know, I do realize that, you know, these United States, you know, were founded, you know, on Judeo-Christian values. And frankly, even though I don't, you know, subscribe to the dogmas, the belief system, I do believe that, you know, those sets of morals, not all of them, but a large portion of them, is what, you know, what strengthened, you know, the United States. I mean, they are based, a lot of what the United States, you know, is, or at least was, you know, were based off those Judeo-Christian values. I mean, even someone with my beliefs, I think, can understand that. And they've worked well for the country. I mean, it gives me the – now, I believe, you know, I'm more of a social libertarian, you know, some of the things don't, you know, on the social side don't bother me so much. But, I mean, some of the things that I think should be legal, you would probably consider would contribute to the degradation of America. So we might not agree totally on that. But
Yeah, I mean, and it's not just us, too. I mean, look what happened in the United Kingdom with the gun. I think in the 90s is when they really started stripping the gun rights out of the United Kingdom. Like, you strip the values first, then you come confiscate the guns, then you say, hey, these people are terrorists. And what they did in the UK, we're going to migrate a bunch of foreigners in. So that's the shock troops for the UK and for France and for Europe, as the migrants coming in. And then they're doing the same thing here. It's like they had a big operation because Satan, it's just if you study any of these elite people, they were always Luciferian. They were always worshiping pagan gods. The transgender thing, I found out, goes back to ancient times. He has a lot of celebrity women that are actually transgender, and it's one of the biggest psychological operations of all time. Famous celebrity women that people can recognize easy that are actually transgenders. So they love being able to deceive people on national television. They love it when people are deceived. But if you just look at the elite and who they worship and thing, a lot of it goes back in Satanism and worshiping false gods and all that type of stuff. But it's just the moral values, it's gone over the whole world, like UK, France, Europe, America. It wasn't just targeted in America, but just the moral values. It was just totally different back in the day. It was just a totally different country, even 30 years ago. You see what I'm saying? I mean, can we agree? It's the morals of the values of the entire world. The entire world. It's like they had this big operation for all of Europe and all of America. They were like, we got to get rid of moral values, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I understand, that people want freedom. And I'm not trying to take anybody's freedom away from you. I'm just going to give you the psychological operation of where it began, where all the problems that we see right now, the abortion, where did all this stuff begin? A crime skyrocketing. Where did all of these problems begin? And it's a 25-year demoralization campaign ran by the CIA. And it goes into Hugh Hefner and Playboy. It goes into the porn industry. It goes into the hippie movement. The CIA helped with the psychological operation, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. The celebrities, they're actually transgenders. All of this.
Who are they? Do you have any examples of that? Because you've piqued my curiosity on that one.
You mean the transgender example of a celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Besides Michelle Obama.
Sharon Stone, I believe Jessica Alba even came out and said publicly that she was a boy. And Megan Fox, I believe,
but
she came out.
Sharon, yeah. You said Sharon Stone was a dude?
Yeah. Yeah, and the main thing is there's college professors that are experts in anatomy, human anatomy, where they can go over the differences between a dude and a woman physically. There's hundreds of key differences. And then you also have gene-edited athletes. You do have genetically modified athletes, too. But these psychological operations aren't that important because, we're going through, we're dealing with the vaccines and we're fighting big pharma. These are just shy sideshow distractions. But cross-dressing and dressing up as a girl and things like that, being a drag queen, that goes back to ancient times when kings used to do that. It's just part of that Luciferian pagan type of religion that the elite acknowledges. When you look at the statutes and Saturn, worship of Saturn, who these elite people worship, you'll see a lot of that
a lot of the stuff we see nowadays, it goes back to, you know, worshiping Satan and things of that nature. But for the sake of pulling everybody together, it's just more, you know, just focus on Big Pharma. We don't need to, you know, like outlaw, you know, fornication or do anything super religious. We don't need to get super religious to fix our problems. I'm just, you know, going into the origins of how, what happened to America, you know, when in the, you know, 30, 40 years ago, like things were just totally different. It took them time to bring this country to where it is now. It took them time to do that because the moral values were so strong. You know, they had to bring it in, the Playboy, the, you know, they had to bring it in to so they can have a base of Democrats that will be for abortion. They had to warp the minds of the people, bring in feminism. You see what I'm saying? You notice how the divide and conquer gets more and more as I go deeper into the psychological operation, man against woman with feminism, you know, blacks against whites, race wars, you know, unvaccinated versus vaccinated. The more psychological operations came in, the more divided the country was. You see what I'm saying? Just kept dividing and dividing and dividing. So what do you think about that?
Well, I agree in part. I'm just fascinated by this whole thing about Megan Fox and Jessica Alba say they are men. There's a YouTube video. I don't know if I'm going to play it here on the show tonight.
Yeah,
I'm just like intrigued. I'm like, Jessica Alba? Oh, I feel so terrible because I thought she was attractive, but now I have to read. Thanks a lot, Steve. Now I got to reevaluate things. My gosh.
It's in the mind. Remember the mind control book, the 300-page mind control. These celebrities are under MK Ultra, CIA, torture, hypnosis, drugs. They are under the mind control program. At the same time, being a transgender from a young age, because their parents sold them into the Hollywood cult. Hollywood is a cult. It's definitely a cult. Hollywood's a cult all day long. So they were sold into the cult by their parents in exchange for money, in exchange for fame. Your son or daughter would be famous, but you have to take them into this Jewish temple that worships the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is Jewish magic as well. This child has to join the Kabbalah church. We're going to raise this child up into the Kabbalah, and they're going to be famous. They're going to have to get the transgender surgery done, and they're going to have to be placed under mind control. And so you have mind-controlled celebrities out here. Britney Spears is a perfect example. Britney Spears is highly under mind control. The way her personality goes between one personality to another, she's a perfect example of multiple personality disorder, dissociative identity disorder. And my 300-page book on that, you've heard me talk about this book for weeks, too. Deeper, how the Illuminati creates an undetectable, total mind-controlled slave. These celebrities are under mind control, and a lot of people do not know that. Same thing with your school shooters, same thing with porn stars, because when porn first came out in the 70s, the women were committed suicide. So their solution to fix that, okay, these women are going to be raised on military base, and they're going to be placed under mind control, so we don't have to worry about the women committing suicide. Hugh Hefner was a major programmer, CIA, and he had a torture chamber in his underground, in the Playboy Mansion. And remember what I, on the previous show, it's an ancient technique to torture people to create multiple personalities, to fracture the human mind. That's an ancient technique.
Right.
And it's a 300-page book, How the Illuminati Create an Undetectable Total Mind-Controlled Slave, by the author Fritz Springmeier. You also have famous athletes, star athletes, not your average players, that are also in the mind control program and that have genetically modified genes. So if you think you're going to be able to, if you're going to get into the NFL, you're going to compete with these star athletes. And there's also, you can also edit babies to have the sexual type of genes too, to perform like porn stars. There's ways they gene edit babies too. The technology goes like 50 years into the future. What we're seeing now is nothing. These guys have all this technology. They're hiding in the underground military bases. And so,
where are you?
Nobody's gonna believe this. They're not gonna believe this. Nobody's gonna believe.
Yeah, you know, do you read this from books or where do you get this information from?
I get it from fascinating books.
It's crazy if true, but I'm not saying it's not. But I mean, there's always possibilities, as my mentor Spock always says. But man,
when was the last time you heard a celebrity talk about Jesus? They are told, they are trained not to mention that name ever. And they are raised
Jim Caviezel.
Yeah. I don't think I have ever heard of a celebrity talk about Jesus. But Jewish Kabbalah is what they worship in Hollywood. That's part of the Hollywood cult. And, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Michael Jackson's father. These parents sell their children to the cult. They are sexually, ritually abused. And I'm talking about famous murder cases, too, like Jodi Arias. If you kind of look at where these people grew up, these murder suspects, if they grew up near a mind control base, and that book has a list of military bases that perform the mind control operation, they may be a child of the mind control program, because Jodi Arias was a runaway. A lot of runaways, they like to specialize in runaways. And also, deltas that perform like school shootings, the Amish, they like to, the elite like to use the Amish too as mind control deltas to do school shootings, because they don't have a social security number. These Amish farmers and people that live the Amish lifestyle, they don't have social security numbers. They're totally untraceable. They like to use people like that to do shootings, mass shootings, like the D.C. sniping incident, your school shooters, your mass shooters, things of that nature. They like to do that. And I told you guys before, too, the Secretary of Defense, allegedly, Fritz talks about, Secretary of Defense has a file of the deltas. Antifa could be under mind control, ladies and gentlemen. Black Lives Matter could be under mind control, ladies and gentlemen. That the stormtroopers could be deltas that are under CIA MK Ultra mind control. MK Ultra is also a hearing in the 1970s. They had a congressional hearing in the 1970s on the MK Ultra mind control program. And this knowledge comes from the Nazis during World War II. They were experimenting with the prisoners on food and sleep deprivation. And the Nazis found out they can wipe the brain to the point where a person had to be potty trained all over again as a human adult. They can wipe a human adult's brain, ladies and gentlemen, where they have to be potty trained all over again. They don't even know how to read. That's how much they can wipe the human mind with food and sleep deprivation. And those same Nazis came to America known as Operation Paperclip. A lot of people know about that because it's declassified. And so this is a major psychological operation too. 358-page book. Then we got my 800-page book on the medical lies that's been told to this country and the whole world. The books are important. So,
well, speaking
a
of
lot
the book,
of confusion.
What book I suggest for you, Steve, is I don't have the author's name. I wish I did. But it was called Confessions of a Media Manipulator. I don't know who the I guess I could find it out, but you know, that's the name of the book, Confessions of a Media Manipulator, or basically how the media can be used to manipulate the masses.
I got it. Amazon. Got it right here. And if we can get away from Amazon. Amazon is also
I used to have Amazon Prime because there's a show on there that I liked, but the more I heard about Amazon, I said, you know what, I can't subscribe to this, literally. So I ended my subscription.
Mm-hmm. But they love when the American people believe their psychological operations. Like, people are not going to believe, like, you know, that Beyonce, Taylor Swift, they're transgenders. They're not going to believe that stuff. They're not. And I just tell people, you're not an expert in human anatomy. I understand people can identify Michelle Obama and things like that, but there's hundreds of points, hundreds of differences between a man and a woman. It's like there's college professors on human anatomy. They can spot transgenders immediately because they are college educated in female anatomy. There's lots of differences between a man and a woman. They're not, people are not going to believe Taylor Swift or Beyonce or transgenders, Rihanna. 98-99% of all the women in Hollywood are transgenders. They're not going to believe that. And Sharon Stone, they're not going to believe any of that. Jessica Alba, Megan Fox. Because there's a pagan god of transgender also that the elite worship that goes into why they're so heavy into doing this to Hollywood and to the cult of Hollywood, you know, where to be famous, we need you to do this to your child. We need them to have a transgender. And the transgender surgery, I believe, goes back to like the 1950s in Los Angeles when they started to do the surgeries for the transgenders. And now, as you see, now you can do it. You can get it done in the military. Now they're trying to force the prisons surgery.
There was a movie I watched. It was actually about the. I mean, it was somebody tried to do it in the 30s. What was the name of the? Oh my gosh, it was a French. I think it was a French maybe movie that I watched. It might have been called the Frenchman or something, or I don't know. It was about it was a true story based off of a true story about, you know, a guy who I think went under one of the first, you know, transgender operations, or maybe the first. Now, he had to pass away from an infection, coming from a guy to a girl, but, you know, actually going through the, you know.
Mm-hmm. And people get very emotional. It's not a good conversation really to have to talk to people about this type of stuff, because fighting against Big Pharma is far more important than this side issue. Because
it was fascinating, and I did find a YouTube video that I may watch later, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's like you have to tell somebody, okay, the celebrity that you worship is a mind-controlled transgender, they're going to literally lose their mind. They're not going to believe you, and we have bigger fish to fry. We've got to deal with Big Pharma.
Oh, yeah,
we've
certainly
got to deal with bigger
threats. That's a good segue. Yeah. One of the things that's been a big deal being made of is the that new law that was passed in Arizona. The voting law that was passed out there that the Democrats are losing their minds over. And, you know, now, I mean, I don't know how familiar you are, you know, with the, you know, Senate Bill 1485, but basically what it's supposed to do is supposed to take, you clean the rolls. I'm sure you've heard about clearing the rolls. And now the thing, the problem with this bill, and this is why I'm wondering if they're actually trying to do something or if this is just a facade trying to make it look like, you know, the Republicans in Arizona, and I hope this ain't true because I'm wanting to move to Arizona one day, is to, are they just putting on a show? Or is it, you know, they're really trying to do something for voter integrity? Because this bill, where, you know, it's supposed to help with, voter fraud, doesn't take an effect until 2025. So you got your 2022 election and your 2024 election. that's not even going to be it's not even, it's not even going to affect them.
Hey, it's great when you guys can find the psychological operation before I have to find it 2025.
By
2035, I'm going to be married.
It doesn't even take effect until 2025. So, like, why bother? I mean, what good is it going to do?
Ah, man. I know. It's
Except convince people, oh, yeah, they're trying to do something.
And think about it. If it's true that America was infiltrated and that the infiltration was complete by 1980 when Ronald Reagan came into office, there's talks about that the country was infiltrated where they controlled the Justice Department, the media, Wall Street, that our country was infiltrated and that infiltration was complete about 1980 when Ronald Reagan took office. If that's true, then to ask a Justice Department to investigate the cabal is just not going to work. And then, as you already know, George Soros is throwing money around on the local level for, prosecutors and district attorneys.
Yeah.
So if our Justice Department is corrupt,
which I'm beginning to think that it is.
It's like we'll come back to that brick wall again, like I talked about with the mainstream media. It's like the electoral process. I'm thinking we really need states to just succeed at this point, man. I think we're so far gone. States like I live at in Indiana, I'm like, we kind of just need to succeed this thing.
You're in Central Indiana, right?
Yeah. The country is so far gone. And SB 1485, I totally agree with you. You know, it's like 2025. That's a psychological operation to make the people think they're doing something about it. And you have so many rhinos, you have no idea what's going on. Yeah.
So it's like it doesn't make here you'll find this even more interesting, is that you know what's scheduled in 2023? Well, in Arizona is scheduled to have the Super Bowl in 2023 and the NCAA Final Four in 2024. So what they probably were scared to death of is that, oh my gosh, if we make this thing in 2020 to affect 2022, then they might take the Super Bowl away from us, and they might take, the NCAA men's Final Four away from us, like they did the World Series from Georgia.
Exactly, and that's why the grassroots is so important, because we need all Americans on deck. We need Democrats on deck. We need Republicans. We need third party. We need everybody to understand that we've got to move off of the psychological program that we're under, because they're just going to keep doing these boycotts. They're going to keep the cancel culture. They're going to keep canceling people. They'll say, you're canceled. What was it, North Carolina? What was the gay bathroom bill, and they like canceled the All-Star game for the NBA. They're going to keep doing this. But if we can get on the grassroots, if we can find some rich donors, hey, we need $5-10 million. We can get people out there knocking on doors to re-educate the people, get locally, get people's faces and let them know, hey, guys, you've been deceived and we need you on America's team. Then we can hopefully turn things around, because they're going to keep canceling. They're going to keep threatening. Remember what they did with Trump with the Deutsche Bank account. They canceled his bank account and mailed him a refund check. They're going to say, hey, and that's what they're doing. They're creating a censorship grid, a technological censorship grid that punishes conservatives. And, that slaps conservatives upside the head and said, hey,
you guys keep running your mouth, we're going to make it consequences for you. We're going to cancel your bank account. You can't get on Blog Talk Radio anymore. You can't do YouTube videos anymore. Look what they've done to Holistic Doctors. They've canceled, they've just totally deleted Holistic Doctors YouTube videos for talking against the vaccine. Amazon refused to sell books written by Holistic Doctors that spoke against the vaccine. They created a censorship group because they want to silence us because our words are powerful. They hate us. They don't want an African-American man like me and a person like you. They don't want us talking. They want us to be divided. They want to destroy the country. So we have to do the opposite. We're going to get in grassroots, and we're going to need money to do it because we've got to knock on millions of doors. You see what I'm saying? We've got the Republican Party. We've got to have the money. We've got to go grassroots. We cannot depend on the mainstream media to do all the work for us. We can't depend on Exactly. So that's the thing, and they're going to continue tech censorship. They're going to continue. The Florida governor, he keeps fighting against it. He keeps fighting it. And so I have to look up those bills, too, because I've been wondering about Florida, the governor of Florida, if these are real things he's doing, or is it like SB 1485 where it's just all show?
Yeah, that's what I think about really it right doing. Now is, you know, I mean, if it, I mean, again, what, if it doesn't take place until 2025, well, that does nothing to, for 2022 and 2024. No. By then, it's done. I mean, they're able to steal the elections again because look what the Democrats are trying to do in their power grab. You know, they're trying to stack the courts. Why are they trying to stack the courts? So that they can get anything they want passed, you know, whether it's constitutional or not, such as, you know, trying to make D.C. a state because, they want to make D.C. and Puerto Rico states because they're hoping to get, you know, representatives and, you know, four more senators. So they want to do that. They want to end the filibuster so that they can get anything that they want passed, such as H.R. 1, so they can nationalize the vote so that they can try to get the Democrat Party is working towards these United States of America that have a governmental system similar to China. They want us to be ruled, and not represented, but ruled, not governed, but ruled by a one-party system that has a propaganda arm through the media, through the mainstream media, who are the new fascists, for that.
Exactly, and look what the moderates did. The moderate Republicans, I think they got their cue from Wall Street. I believe Wall Street funds K Street. K Street is the lobbyist, and K Street funds the politicians. And they said, hey, guys, we need you guys to leave the Republican Party. We need to punish all the Trump voters. Please leave now. Exit left. We're going to form a party called the Idiots. Let's just say the party is called the Idiots. We're going to form a political party called the Idiots. Please vote for us. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't even think it's going to be so difficult because – you'll have more than two political parties because I really do believe they're going to break off. I really do believe the moderates are going to branch off. I mean, they were moderates to begin with, but I really do believe they're going to branch off. Joe Manchin, remember, he was holding it up for some time. Joe Manchin was saying, we're not doing anything radical. He told them. He was holding it up for some time. But eventually – because they, Big Pharma, it's like they have to succeed in their agenda. And for that to happen, they're going to need more than two political parties. They're going to need to fracture the vote. They're going to need to do all that because they know that the Republicans are starting to wake up. You're starting to realize. But 2016, the reason they were so angry at Trump for years and years and years, he was supposed to lose in 2016 to Hillary. That's what
right.
the vote fraud had set up. They underestimated the rural areas of the country. They had no idea that Trump had set mouse traps in the rural neighborhoods with tons of votes. So they undervoted in 2016 with the vote fraud. It wasn't big enough. That's why
mm-hmm.
they were so mad and so angry. So the investigation we're doing now about the electoral process, we should have been doing that all the way back in 2016 to say, hey, he won by even bigger margins. That's what we should have been doing. We should have been investigating that, but because Republicans won, they just didn't do it. You know, there was no investigation done. But there's books on vote fraud going back to the 80s, back to the 90s. When they put these electronic voting machines in, there's been vote fraud been going on for a long time
oh,
in this
yeah.
country. So that's my problem with it is I kind of like, you can kind of tell I like to focus on grassroots because if I can win over hearts and minds locally, that local will turn into a national movement. And then we can I want to tear down the image of Big Pharma. I want to completely destroy everything they stand for and get Fauci and all the rest of them, criminal investigations, all this stuff done. Because Big Pharma owes the country trillions and trillions of dollars in vaccine damages, complete frauds and scams. Look at the symbol on the side of the ambulance. That's a cultic too. The staff with the snakes.
Mm-hmm.
On the side of the hospital, that's a Greek occult symbol from Greece, the Gadius. These people, and even the Bible talks about sorcery. Pharmaceutical is a word rooted from pharmakeia, a word rooted from sorcery. These people know what they're doing, poisoning the American people with medication and too many antibiotics, things like that, but it's like if we can get a big movement, but we got to have a lot of money to do it. I mean, we have to have the money. If we don't have the money, we can't do the grassroots movement like we need to do. Even out here in Muncie, Indiana, they're trying to do like health walks. They're trying to, they're trying to do some stuff to get people to start living a healthier life. But time is running short. But the centralized power, that will make it to where we will never repeat these mistakes ever again, is centralized power. We've got one currency. We used to have 50 currencies. Do you know that? Every state in the union
had their own currency.
But with centralized power comes centralized corruption and easier control. And that's what Big Pharma.
Yeah, you took my words from my mouth. I was going to say that. And control, right.
Yeah, Federal Reserve. And if you notice, a lot of problems started 100 years ago, 1910, 1913. John Rockefeller, he was so rich, he would literally donate money to the federal government. That's how rich John Rockefeller was. Bought up the medical schools. And then what else they did? The Federal Reserve Act of 1913, on the island off of Georgia coast, they did the Federal Reserve Act during Christmas time. So while you're waiting on Santa Claus in the morning, also Queen Victoria popularized Christmas in the 1850s, in the Civil War days. Queen Victoria was the one that popularized Christmas. A lot of Americans just don't know history. And that's, like, one of the biggest problems we have. So, because they always want to seem like Big Pharma's your friend, Big Pharma loves you, Big Pharma wants to protect you with the vaccine. Let them know, man, these guys have been killing people since World War One with these shots. The Federal Reserve buying up the holistic medical schools around that time, 100 years ago, then shortly thereafter was World War One. And remember,
America didn't even have a standing army. America was on like a Swiss type of model system where we form up if there's a threat to the country. We didn't have military bases. A standing army was that was against the Constitution. Do you remember that time? See how things were decentralized way back in the day, and now everything is like super centralized?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting there.
That's the goal of these elites. You know, Wall Street is just one arm. I know everybody likes to focus on Wall Street, but they're just one arm of the system. You've got the religious system. You've got the Vatican. Also, the Italian mafia, which I believe works with the Vatican as well. There's a lot of things that contributed to the downfall of America. But we've got to deal with a lot of people that are going to die. And I'm thinking they're going to blame it on COVID variant, and it's going to be a super lockdown later this year. And I hope I'm dead wrong on that too. But that's what I'm thinking they're going to do, the mainstream media. They're going to blame it on a variant, and they're going to have a super lockdown later on this year where you may not even be able to leave your house without your smartphone authorizing. What do you think about that? A super lockdown coming.
I don't know. I mean, because they're starting to open some things up now. I mean, I know I've been working from home, I guess since last year. It's been over a year. Wow. It was a slow but fast year at the same time. But I can't believe I've been working from home this long, but I guess I have been. But we're getting ready to go back full time to the office in June. To be honest, I'm not really looking forward to it. I mean, I got used to working from home. You know what I mean? It's Then you're back in the office full time for after a year of working from home. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I know Fauci's been talking about stuff about the possibilities this fall, but we'll have to. I'm not too certain on that.
Woo! Well, think about it, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She was talking about by the fall, 300,000 people dying a month from the vaccine because it can take between 6 to 18 months before people start dying from the vaccine. That's what deceived a lot of people.
Gosh, well, no, that'd be crazy.
I didn't die right away. Telling people, you didn't die right away because it takes 6 to 18 months. The elite, Big Pharma, they can't have people dying right away from the vaccine because that's going to spook too many people. That's going to scare too many people. They have the mRNA. Also, boron. There's a nutrient called boron. B as in Bob, O-R-O-N. I've got some here in the house. Boron may be able to detox those nanomachines out of people that have got vaccinated. They may be able to detox the nano machines that's in their body using a nutrient called boron. It's one of the 90 nutrients of the human body. But I've been hearing that the boron may be able to help get the nano machines. Because without the nano machines, it's going to be hard for the mRNA to take over all of your cells. That's what I've been hearing. So I would like some people to try it if they did get vaccinated and
well, I didn't, and I'm not going to, so.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to get that out of me because I did not get vaccinated, nor do I plan to get vaccinated.
Or, you know, from people that have and they start, like, having symptoms. Let's say you've got family members that start having symptoms later this year. Let's try the boron. I have family members that got vaccinated, did not listen, anything I said to say. And so I'm like, when they start having symptoms, that's my plan is to put them on boron to see if that helps. But according to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, there's no way to detox this vaccine. Like in the past, you could detox from the vaccine. But this is the first one in history. There is no detox for the vaccine, according to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And she's been doing a lot of work on BitChute and platforms where the holistic doctors like her can't get banned. But what I mean is this later this year, if you do have massive people dying,
from the vaccine, it's going to be a media cover up. They're going to say, oh, they didn't die from the vaccine. They got it from a COVID variant. We need to lock them
in. Oh,
yeah.
In. Yeah, they got. Yeah, Congress, yeah, they all died from a COVID variant, you know,
yeah,
that the vaccine didn't protect against.
And then Congress
funny,
gets involved,
I mean, like,
and possibly passes legislation that, hey, if you don't get vaccinated, guys, we may have to send you to a FEMA camp. And they're gonna be pushing the vaccine even harder because they have the deaths to reinforce what they're saying now. That's what I'm hoping does not happen. That's what I do not want to happen. Even if it takes 18 months, I don't even want to see that situation next year because the vaccine kind of started in December or January. Even if it takes 18 months, I don't want to see the end of that either. You know, because 18 months from January is around, yeah, you know, even if it takes to 2023, I don't want to see that scenario either. That would be horrible.
Well,
there, people
well,
dying in 2023.
And that's the year I've been hearing. Is people aren't really going to know how this vaccine is going to affect the body until 2023. That's the date I've been hearing.
Whew, man. So that's why I keep telling people, you know, I just keep my faith in Christ because it's getting closer and closer, man. They can really, really hurt a lot of people with misinformation. Then I have to worry about, is Antifa under mind control? Because if they are, that's going to make the situation even worse. If we have a bunch of mind control people out here in Antifa and they're causing this much damage and destruction, that's a big problem. That's a big problem. And I do not know if they're mind control deltas or not, but if they are, that's a major problem because you've got the stormtroopers. They're under mind control. I mean, there's a 99% chance they're going to do everything they can to carry out their orders. And, man, it's going to be horrible if they are deltas like I think they are. A lot of people have been saying they're just paid protesters by Soros. A lot of people said that, you know, they're just paid Soros people. But as dangerous as those riots were last summer,
well, I tell you what, you people start buying your guns and your ammunition. That's all I got to say about that one.
Exactly. Because they can say,
but,
hey,
you know,
guys,
I'd like to get an AK-15 or an AR, not AK, AR 15.
Oh,
I'd
and
like
then
to
I
get.
Also wonder the piercing rounds. Will they pierce one of these military robots, or did they put like Teflon? Or I wonder how strong that armor is on those robots. They have radar that can scan for guns inside your neighborhood. They can scan a whole block for guns using radar. That's what I'm saying. They've got technology so advanced into the future. And so, like, when they do these psychological operations, they know it's going to take time before the Patriots catch up to what they're doing. But, yeah, they can scan for guns with radar. See how powerful that is? Like, they can – I mean, things are just – things can get really, really bad. To the point where there's no element of surprise. If they scan your house and they know you have guns, there is no element of surprise. You see what I'm saying? There's no element of surprise. They know you're holding the gun. This is crazy. So I'm hoping people wake up. I have the same hopes and dreams like you do, man. They wake up and we start holding people accountable. And we need a Justice Department that works for the people. They got to work, man. They got to do their job. Justice Department that works. Man. You falling asleep?
Oh, no. Then I'll just lift it up, fall asleep. It's way early for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just, man, you know, I just started worrying there, kind of thinking of all the bad things that can happen between now and 2023. you know, all the different scenarios and
well,
how bad
it could
I mean,
and then now we got what's going on over in Israel. Okay, this stuff didn't happen when Trump was in office.
I'm hearing that the Biden administration, there was like a couple hundred million dollars in cash that was sent over to the Palestinians.
Iran.
To Iran. Was it to Iran?
$150 billion,
somebody
yeah.
Somebody got some cash. And I'm thinking they went and bought rockets. And these guys are so dumb. Mossad has probably infiltrated every area of Hamas. I can imagine. You know, the intelligence agency, Mossad, is the one that Israel's over. These guys are super smart. Like, you're warring against the wrong type of people. They do not play games in Israel, man. They don't play
games. No, they don't.
Games. They will kill you. And then go eat lunch and sleep good at night. These guys I think they send our SWAT team members over there for training in Israel. Yeah, those guys aren't guys to be playing games with. And I met a woman that was in the Israeli military. She told me, like, everybody has to go to the military. To the point
yeah,
where they have
got,
teachers.
Yeah, everyone's got to serve a certain amount of years, I think, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's compulsory
the teachers,
over there.
The teachers have assault rifles around their necks. We have women teachers in Israel that walk around with like an AR-15 around their neck. Can you believe that? I mean, these
well, heck,
people,
yeah, with all the stuff going on over there, they pretty much have to.
I mean, man, they are trained. They are ready to go. Yeah. Yeah, so Hamas is going to be extinct. I mean, man, they've already killed some of their leaders. But, yeah, so, and that's the thing, you know, because I know the Bible talks about Israel, the entire world fighting against Israel. But sometimes I see the globalists supporting the Palestinians. Like I remember Obama looked at Netanyahu like he was crazy.
Well, he did not like Netanyahu. He did not like him.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking the globalists are funding both sides of the war, to be honest with you. I'm thinking they're funding both sides of that war. And I don't know if it's about depopulation, if they're going to – I don't know what the future plans is for that region. That's the most complicated region on the planet. Very complicated, and I just don't know the psychological operation that goes on in that region. But Mossad is a super intelligent agency, as far as they're kind of like the CIA. I mean, these guys know. So it could go back into an all-out war, but they had a war like 10 years ago in Lebanon. I think it was 2006. There was a war in Lebanon. And so this is, you know, these airstrikes, and these are small scuffles right now, but thousands and thousands start dying, and yeah it's going to – I think right now it's like 100 dead, 70, 80 dead. But, yeah. I just wish the psychological operation would stop. I just wish everybody would just tell the truth. I'm so tired of the psychological operations. I'm tired of it. It's exhausting. It's exhausting trying to figure everything out. Oh, the cyber attack. We didn't talk about the pipeline.
Well, let's go ahead. We got Kelly in here, so let's go ahead and give Kelly a shot. So it's good to see you, Kelly. Thanks for coming to the show. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. My neighbor, see, I live up in California near the Oregon border. It's about a half hour away to Oregon. Yesterday, my neighbor says, oh, yeah, I'm going up to Oregon. I goes, wow, so you're going to escape California. Of course, she busted up laughing. Let's see, you know, it's a good thing that rocket, the Chinese rocket, crashed in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
Because, you know, India has cities that are highly populated, and had that rocket crashed, 1,000 people who knows, 1,500 people could have died, and you know what they would have died, what their death certificate would read? COVID-19. anyway. Yeah, I thought your guest was interesting on Monday. You know, he talked about schools and teachers and ADHD and how to deal with ADHD. And then I kind of wonder if that was a little bit Texas when he was going into the difference between men and women. Squirrel! Did you see a squirrel over there?
A what?
I was mentioning ADHD. And it says, squirrel!
Oh,
squirrel.
Okay. Okay, I'm like, what are you talking about, Kelly?
Squirrel. All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I try to be humorous. All right, so, yeah, I liked a number of the thoughts of this gentleman, and I'm sorry, I can't remember your name.
Steve.
Not Joe again.
Steven.
Steven. Okay, Steven, yeah, glad you're here. Some of your thoughts. Yeah, you perked up my interest on a number of items. Election integrity is always a fascinating topic. I've been doing this for 10 years now. And what I'm finding is how do I approach somebody about this topic? Because you're going to have your naysayers, and you're going to have somebody that... Okay. I like using the phrase vulnerabilities. I think there's a lot of different vulnerabilities of these machines, and we got to secure them up. And then you might have somebody say, well, yeah, okay. No, there's not a problem. Trump lost. Get over it. So I didn't vote for Trump. I'm a libertarian. I do like a lot of stuff Trump did, but you know what? I'm not a diehard Trumpster. Well, the machines are just, oh, everything's fine. Okay. Right. You believe the machines did a count and everything's fine. Okay. Are you a computer programmer? No. Are you an expert in security, computer security? No. Are you an expert in computer security protocol, as in all the periphery work and removable drives and what gets put in the machine, what doesn't, who gets to repair it, who not, who's around the machines at what time? Are there two people at any given time when they're getting into the machine a little bit, you know, just to operate, whatever? Well, no, I'm not an expert in any of that. Okay. So have you done a forensic audit of these machines? No. All right. So how can you make that statement that the machines are 100% secure, 100% accurate, and have zero vulnerabilities? Well, I programmed in 5 computer programming languages. I'm an engineer, and I am concerned about the vulnerabilities. I took my computer to get worked on by a computer tech, and we got talking. He says, there's no way. Even a local repairman tech, he said, there's no way they can make these machines 100% secure. So how, again, can you make that determination that machines are 100% secure and 100% safe and have zero vulnerabilities? Well, buddy, you know what? Guess what? We're in the same boat here. We're in the same boat where we have to trust somebody who trusts somebody else, who trusts another person, who trusts somebody else, who trusts another human body that we don't even know. That's the boat. That is the – we're both in. I even said this to our election clerk when she spoke at the Patriot Party. And, you know, we're in the same boat. So is there anything wrong with having a local third-party assurance system so we can have local assurances? I'm trying to work with my county election clerk, which I don't think she's going to listen, so we're going to have to launch a big petition drive before they renew the Dominion contract, which, you know, I should prepare for a show on that one, Robert, because if I read to you some of these points of the Dominion contract here in Siskiyou County, it's getting concerning, very concerning. Indemnification. The county has indemnified Dominion so they can screw up. They can be like the weatherman with an election, yeah. And they're indemnified. So what does that say? Does that say we should renew this contract? Maybe we ought to renegotiate. Maybe, just maybe, Dominion, I tell you what, We're going to give you a letter that we want you to sign. The letter states under penalty of perjury, there are no remote access systems in your vote counting machines. No software that would invoke a modem like ES&S confessed to having. And a letter to United States Senator Wyden from Oregon. There's no remote access software. There's no modems. There's no LAN. There's no. There's a long list of all the different things. So Dominion, here's a statement under penalty of perjury. You want our money, you sign this statement, and then we'll keep negotiating. Hopefully the supervisors, instead of renewing a long-term contract, they would renew a very short-term contract. So another, if a big blowout occurs in Arizona, then Pennsylvania, and then other states, and we're stuck with these machines, that's going to be egg on the face of our county officials. I would like to not see that happen, but how do you get through to these people? I don't know. I've been trying for years. Okay, mRNA. That is an interesting topic. Tucker Carlson last week, on, of course, the Tucker Carlson show, discussed 3,300 people dying after the COVID-19 shot.
Wow.
I didn't have a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a clinical trial.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson really got it out. And there's, it's called the VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Reaction System. It's where you can report these. And some say only 10% are reported of actual injuries. Some say only 1%. But 3,300 people died since the rollout in December. That's been about 4 months. Or was it late December? Anyway, so 3,300 people have died. As a comparison, he noted that 10 years, all these other vaccines, influenza A, influenza B, your typical likely suspects of the winter flu. In comparison, the last 15 years, more people have died from the COVID shot than the all the other vaccines combined in the last 15 years. So am I going to take the shot? No. Not until it is proven safe and effective. Both criteria, safe and effective, and I can verify the report, people I trust, then I will be taking the shot if it's proven, shadow of a doubt, safe and effective. And again, I just mentioned a parallel to the electronic election machines. Why are we taking these shots? Well, the doctor said, okay, who is he trusting? Well, he trusts somebody else. Okay, so now we are back again into another position, same position with electronic machines. We're trusting someone who trusts someone else, who trusts another person, who trusts another human body that we don't even know. Okay? And I do believe in the theory of vaccines that are weak in viruses. My problem is the corporatization of it. Corporatization, really? Corporations are, well, of course, there's some very good people behind the wheel at some corporations, and there's some very evil people behind the wheel of corporations. So the corporatization of vaccines, the shot, the clinical trial, I just red flagged everywhere. Now, when we look at some other possibilities, people dying so fast, and or the genetics are changed. By the way, there's no vaccines. There's no viruses in the shot. It's the mRNA thing. Well, let's suppose I'm going to paint a scenario of how ugly things could get if some people get a death sentence. Somebody I trust, they had researched the mRNA lab studies on animals. All the animals died between 18 to 24 months after receiving the shot. Is it going to be the same with humans? I don't know. But imagine a scenario where you got five buddies. They're in their late 20s. And Bob convinces four of his friends that he himself and four of his friends, you know, maybe they're good with guns too, whatever. Okay, so Bob and Forbes' buddies, he convinces them all to take the shot. Well, Joe and Dave died. within 3 months. Bob does a bunch of research. True or not, because there's a lot of information out there on the web. But imagine a scenario where Bob is convinced, absolutely, and he shares it with his, see, Bob and five friends, his three other friends, there's four of them. Guys, you know, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but I've done extensive research. I convinced you all to take the shot, but guess what? I took it too, and according to this research, we have a death sentence. We're not going to live more than between a year, year and a half, and two. Dave and Joe already died, and it doesn't matter if it's true information or not, but if five guys with guns get it in their heads that they have had a death sentence by the shot, and they only have 18 months, well, it will be less than 3 months go by when Dave and Joe died. But let's say, okay, it's 15 months to 21 months, Bob and his remaining buddies are going to die. But they know how to use a gun. Do you think they're going to start shooting people? Do you think if all of a sudden more deaths are happening right and left and right, right, left and right, right and left, people are dying, and they took the shot, and they have nothing else to live for, all their dreams are shattered, they're mad as a hornet, they know how to use guns. Do you think these people are going to start shooting and killing people?
They could try to overthrow the government. Absolutely. They could try. Mm-hmm.
Whether it will change your genetics or not, if they believe it, and they believe they have only like 21 months to live, it's the longest. Yeah, I my gut feeling is some people, it could get really, really ugly.
I think we're already there, brother. I'm sorry to tell you that. I think it's bad right now. And the Tree of Liberty, I mean, that's unfortunate. It comes to that, but, you know, they don't respect us. And that's the biggest problem we have. They would never even pull something like
this. Well,
like
I would like to change that. It's not that they don't – well, they don't respect us either. But I think more importantly is they don't fear us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, what's worse? They think we're chattel, we're animals, we're subhuman, they're better than everybody else. I've run into situations where people think that they're better than everybody else and the rules don't apply to them and they're special. And anywhere from multimillionaire clients to even the homeless. The homeless. If you ever lack information, you want to know something, go ask a homeless person. There's a lot of hubris, arrogance in their mind. And I'm not kidding. They know everything about everything, and they'll talk over you. So we're millionaires. And so the powers that be, the report from Iron Mountain, I think that was in the 50s, indicated that there are plans. They have plans. They have plans to depopulate the planet. If you have too many people, in their mind, there's too many people, and it's hard to control too many people. We're coming into a 11th hour scenario because with all this information quickly available through the internet, people are waking up so fast. Because I had my awakening, was it 97, 98? And I read The Creature from Jekyll Island, and I read into some old-timers that knew all what's going on, you know, what Stephen's talking about here, and powers to be, they are just point pure evil. They didn't want Ron Paul to be president. I think Newt Gingrich was pretty decent, but Ron Paul would have been the Federal Reserve. That's their machinery that print money and get rich off of. So too many people are waking up way too fast. When Ron Paul movement happened, The House passed the audit the Fed bill. Harry Reid in the Senate wouldn't let it go to vote. But the House, actually twice did the House pass it. One was like 70%, the other 75% was passed. So the American people are waking up very quick, very actively. I mean, I'm, you know, been an activist since, like, oh gosh, 87, 88. I helped to put a campaign, one on campus back at Iowa State, and then you go into the, you know, working world in the 90s and 97. I had a big awakening, and I tell people about it, and they're kind of like, this is interesting. I don't know what to say. But because of the internet, people are just waking up so fast, in droves, in large numbers. They're like, oh my gosh, we've been played. We've been manipulated. One of my favorite things to do with revealing this stuff is I had a client talking to me. They invited me over there with their project all done, built. You know, just the husband was totally on board. His wife was not. And she says, oh, don't tell me you're one of these conspiracy theorists. Okay, Federal Reserve, okay? Pulled out a $100 bill, slapped it on the counter. I said, you show me in the blue section of the government phone book, in the phone book, blue section, government, show me the phone number of the Federal Reserve, the federal phone number, and I will give you this $100 bill. And she was like, what? I said, $100 is yours. You find the U.S. government phone number for the Federal Reserve, and it's in the blue section. She went and got her phone book. Guess what? She couldn't find it. So, you know, her husband had been trying to get through to her for quite some time. That was a little trick. What's funny is, I'll go to a store, and I don't do this much anymore, but here's a guy. I say, hey, will you take a note for payment? And I'm like, no. You won't take a note for payment? No. How about this note right here? You look at your currency, it says Federal Reserve note. So I point it out, Federal Reserve note. And then they look at it and look at another dollar, another $20 bill. Yeah, they all say note, Federal Reserve note. It's not federal, there is no reserve. We're more federal than Federal Express. The people are waking up in droves. What does that mean? It means that the powers that be to sustain their wealth and their power and whatever weird stuff they do, they have got to make a move. They have to make a move or they're going to lose control. And they know that. They know that. So we're in for some very interesting times coming up. And we're just going to have to see how it plays out. And we'll see what the Arizona election recount does. And then you run into a question. Here's a question. So let's give all the states back to Trump. Truing the election, we're not overturning. We are correcting or truing an election. The left will say, oh, you're overturning it. By the way, the left is already the Democrats are scrambling, and they are trying to do damage control because they know what's coming. So Arizona gets done. Well, the true results are that Trump actually won. Pennsylvania, Trump won. Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Trump actually won. Now what? We have an illegitimate president. Is Biden and Harris going to get impeached? No. Why? Not enough votes. Well, what do we do then? What do we do? We just let it play out for 4 years? We wait till 2022? What do we do?
And your founding fathers told you exactly what to do. They told you to overthrow them and get them out of there. That's the problem is, man, these situations are so complex. I mean, the situation is so complicated. It's just unbelievable. It really is.
Okay. Right. But what did the founding fathers do before the founding fathers declared independence, and we were already at war with the British, but you know, some scuffle here and there, Lexington, Concord, etc. But what did the founding fathers do before taking up arms?
Oh, the letter, the letter to the king. You guys know what I'm talking about. I can't think of it right now. The letter, the letter to king.
The thing that Joe Biden says. The thing, you know the thing. All right.
You know that thing. That, the thing.
The thing. What? The Founding Fathers sent the Declaration of Rights, 1768. They sent the Declaration of Rights again in 1774. And they had written the Parliament. They had even the individual colonies had written of their grievances. And guess what? Nothing happened. So in asking this question, I'm asking, what do we do? Well, obviously, the proper approach is to exhaust all administrative remedies. All petition and redress remedies have got to be exhausted before people pick up arms. That's the right thing to do. Then we might see some states seceding, like Texas, and other things. Okay, but when we have a situation here, again, what do you do if Trump was proven to be the winner, not overturned, not flipped, true and correct, and now what do we do?
Well, even if Trump was in there, even if he was in right now, he still supports Big Pharma. That's like the biggest problem in the world. That's my big problem, is that even if he was in, he still supports the Big Pharma guys. It's like I try to come up with different solutions, but I end up right back to square one again.
Well, he did try to allow, I think, other countries to sell pharmaceuticals here at lower prices, which was hurting Big Pharma. He's done a number of things that globalists would never do. Hillary Clinton, had she won, there's a bunch of things she would have never done that Trump did. There's things Trump would not do that Hillary would do, because she's in there with them. All right. But the Congress will, you know, there'll be lawsuits in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court will say, yeah, we can confirm that the election was fraudulent, but we can't do anything about it constitutionally. That's for the House and the Senate to deal with. That's for Congress. Okay, well, what's Congress going to do? Well, who controls Congress? Pretty much the Democrats. Are they going to say, oh, whoops, sorry, we're going to put Trump back in? No, they won't do that. Unless a bunch of Democrat representatives were elected fraudulently, and then you would have control of the House and possibly the Senate. But then would the Republicans put Trump back in? What if they don't have the let's give a best case scenario, and let's see. Okay, so all these six states I mentioned, they trued, they corrected, Trump won. We have a Republican House and Senate. Supreme Court said, yeah, there's a fraud. So will the Republicans have the will to put Trump in legitimately and remove Biden? Well, the left is not going to believe it because of the spin, and we're going to see riots and chaos and a potential disaster. Okay. What if we had a redo election? Okay, now a redo election could change everything. I'm talking about before taking up arms and getting violent, administrative and or legal procedures need to be exhausted first. Communication has to be exhausted first. God himself communicated with Israel before he acted. In the book of Amos, it says, does not God communicate through his prophets before he acts? And so that would be the appropriate thing, is something. Well, what if Congress won't do anything out of fear of riots? Well, then will the military take over?
That's one. Martial law. See, all these legal procedures with martial law. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We won't even be able to do any legal procedures or anything of this nature, because if they implement martial law, the Supreme Court doesn't mean anything. None of us does with martial law. So that's where I'm thinking it's going. Yeah, and that's why I just pray at night, man, because I know how quickly things can just go right down the toilet. Yeah, martial law is what I'm thinking.
Well, actually, martial law is not technically found in the Constitution as a term of art. But Congress basically calls up Congress is the one that has that authority to call up the military and the militia to repel insurrections or to suppress insurrections and repel invasion. It's just that the president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Now, but there again, we have a problem because who should be in charge of the military? And then there is one little out that could make this work, is that the states did send a second slate of delegates, which were Republican. They sent them into Congress for the January 6th certification. Now, if Congress were to accept the second slate and Trump gets put back in, then what? It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. Or does the country just wait till 2022, have a lame duck president, and then in 2024 Trump runs again? Trump did say, do I have to beat him a third time? I thought that was quite amusing. This is bizarre. We shouldn't be in this position.
Yeah, the globalists think they can manage you through the mainstream media, that the mainstream media gives them the authority to manage you, which it doesn't, you know, because of vote fraud. I mean, it doesn't. But right now, that is what, you see what I'm saying? Like, we would have a civil war because you would have the Democrats going along with the mainstream media. The Republicans are trying to get back into power. Then you spark a civil war, which is what the globalists, they want a civil war. That's been civil war. Yeah, they want one. They really do. Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. It's so complicated. It's just unbelievable. That's how complicated it is. It's very complicated. Yeah, it's unfortunate that our country is in that situation. I mean, I did jumping jacks trying to convince people not to get the vaccine, man. You're not a doctor, you know, and that was the end of the conversation. So it's unfortunate that we are where we are. But, yeah, you try to get Trump back in, man, these people are going to, they're going to lose it. And they're going to be trying to target conservatives and kill conservatives, and it's going to be a major loss of life, and it's going to be a disaster because the mainstream media is like God to these people. I don't know what to tell you guys about that.
Well, you know, at least my doctor didn't try to give me a hard time when she asked me if I was going to get the vaccine, and I told her no. She's like, oh, okay. she didn't really push it, so I really appreciate my doctor, not really pushing it on me. So I do appreciate that. She's like, "Oh, you gonna get it?" I was like, "No." She's like, "Okay." So I do appreciate that. I mean, no one in my family is gonna get it. Now, unfortunately, my dad may have to because he's in a nursing home now. And basically, if he don't get the shot, they're gonna basically put him in solitary confinement if they don't. So, and I, unfortunately, I don't have any say. I'm not his medical POA or anything. So, I don't know if that's somebody typing in the background or something, but.
Oh, okay. I was hearing COVID-19 was planned 10 years ago, 11 years ago by the Rockefeller Foundation. So, when they do these psychological operations, they do major planning. So this is, everything has been planned. They planned on all this stuff. And the Simpsons cartoon, there was something about Donald Trump being president in the Simpsons cartoon. See, when there's a bloodline that goes along with the presidency of the United States. And so that's why I keep saying, like, our country has been infiltrated so heavily, deeply, that it's a very ugly situation. Like when your country's infiltrated,
Like, you can try, you can try, you can try and try. The judges will laugh at you, throw out court cases. The FBI will laugh at you and shred voter fraud evidence. Like, these people are working. Yeah, like, you're totally infiltrated, and your back is against the wall. They're trying to take people, bank accounts like they did Trump, cancel your bank account. Here's a check for all the money you had in it. Find a new banker. We're going to shut down your Twitter account. Okay. Your Twitter account's deleted too. So you've been spanked pretty well. Now you should learn to love globalists. You've got your spankings. Now you should be a better citizen though. That's the type of manny state that we're in, man. It's like they've got you infiltrated heavy. What can you do? That's how bad it is. It's like you're infiltrated.
Well, I mean, and that's the problem with our politicians now. It's like, look, if they would actually be honest about it and just came out and said, we're no longer representing you, the people, the citizens of the United States. We're going to be the representatives of, the people of the world. If they would just actually come out and be honest about it, I may not, do I want to use the word despise maybe them so much? Because at least you're honest about it. Come out, be honest about it, and tell the truth. Let the people know what you really stand for. And they do, especially the Democrats, and there's certainly some Republicans who believe that, they are not, the representatives of us, we the people. They are the representatives of the world. And because the United States has so much wealth, they want to spread our wealth throughout the planet, whether these places deserved it or earned it or merited or not. They want to give, so that's how they see themselves. And it's like, how about you just be honest about it? Quit trying to, fool people, or not trying, quit fooling people and to think that what you're doing is good for the United States when it's not. I mean, when you have open borders the way that you have the open borders, when you're giving $150 billion to our adversaries, when you're letting, access to our power grid to China, then you're not for the citizenry. When you're for this reset, where you want to help other countries, build their power grids or whatever, just be freaking honest about it. I'm not trying to pretend that you are, for the people, of and for the people. You're not. You're of and for the politicians or for your globalist agenda. At least, at least be honest about it. I think people would not, despise politicians so much if they just, would come forth and be like, this is what we represent, because it's not you.
But if they tell you that Bill Gates may end up with a bullet in his head, and see, the main goal is to keep conservatives
in their...
I'm
talking about the politicians, not just Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah, the politicians too. I mean, they can end up easily killed. But they want to keep conservatives in your homes with... They don't want you thinking about your guns. And the only way to do that is to keep running psychological operations behind your television screen so that, like we're doing now, we're trying to figure out ways logically and legally to resolve the situation. That's what they want conservatives on while the country is burning in ashes. That's what they want us to do the whole time, to sit in the home. Don't try to overthrow the government. Don't try to organize or do anything. As you guys keep fighting against our psychological operations and finding out all the evidence, we're going to be running brand new psychological operations while you're still trying to figure out COVID-19. You see what I'm saying? As you keep dissolving all the lies, brand new lies keep coming out every day. Like the oil pipeline, for example. There's no reason to put critical infrastructure online like that to be hacked. That's like me putting my automobile online to be hacked and stolen from me. Doesn't make any sense, but they do this stuff. So, cause see, they don't ever want to be blamed for anything. They want someone else to be blamed. They want Trump to be blamed for COVID-19. They want hackers to be blamed for the pipeline they always want somebody else to be blamed. That's the biggest part of the psychological operation. It's never Wall Street's fault. It's never the establishment's fault. It's never corporate America's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. Have you noticed that about all these psychological operations? It's always somebody else's fault. That's how it runs. And they want everybody to sit in their homes and be good Americans and try to legally come up with a way to fix the problem. But it's so complicated, you see what I'm saying? And then brand new psychological operations are coming. That's the horrible part about it. Man. I have to worry about next week. It could be a brand new situation just out of the sky that nobody thought would ever happen. That's the type of environment we're in. You see what I'm saying? We don't know what's going to happen a month from now. Uncertainty is extremely high right now. I mean, you talk about uncertainty, it is just unbelievably high. I have no idea what's going to happen. How can you even plan 12 months in the future? You can't plan 12 months in the future because you don't know what's going to happen. Gas prices next month could be $8, $9 a gallon. You see what I'm saying? You don't know what's going to happen. You just watch it through the TV screen.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking for months and months and months, is we need to do what the left does. We need to gather en masse in the streets by the thousands, and much like when the Tea Party did, you do it peacefully. But I do, because I think we're visible enough. I think when Trump was running, you had the Trump, rallies and people get, in the streets and things of that nature, people were visible. The Tea Party was visible. I think that we really need to have, millions of people taken to the street and show the government, look, we're not going to stand by and allow you, you guys to do this. Now, the problem with that is, the people who would be the ones to go out and do it are the ones who are going to work every day to pay for the people who are getting more money not to work than to work. So that's why you see all these liberals are able to get out and protest and gather en masse, because they're not working. They're getting their money from the federal government. And then they have the audacity to ask us whether, we're paid. I get people all the time. You're a paid operative to say that stuff. Like if I'm on Twitter or something. You're a paid operative to say that kind of stuff. It's like, no, I actually have a day job. Unlike, the people who, get, stay at home or getting paid, more to not work than they are to work. Those are the people who you're seeing out in the streets. Why? Because they've got the time to do it. While the rest of us are, the conservatives, we're out there making money supporting the country.
Man, you guys have some great talking points. Like, man, you guys, this program, this radio show is pretty great. You guys have some great talking points. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate Absolutely. That, Steve.
Yeah, you do, man. Because being at the day, I think you're going to have two countries. You're going to have states that's going to succeed. I just do not see the Republican states going down with the ship. I really don't. I mean, Republican states can form another currency. They can succeed. I think in China talked about they wanted this country to split into two. China talked about that too. And if it's true that China and Hollywood and the Democrat Party are all working together, then that explains the entire psychological operation where China was shut down last year in January. That would explain the whole entire psychological operation if China and Hollywood and the Democrat Party are all working together. That would explain everything.
Wouldn't be surprising. They all have the same agenda. They all have the same, they all have the same agenda. And again, back to our original point earlier on in the show, if you have a media that use Nazi propagandist you know, tactics have fooled a good amount of the American public to actually believe their lies and vote against their own interests. Like, I was, you know, going back with somebody on Twitter today, and they're like, oh, well, you know, Trump got trounced. It's like, you know, I said, that's how you see it, but what I see is, you know, there's a lot of fools out there who were convinced to vote, you know, for higher taxes, higher gas and grocery costs, material buildings, inflation, you know, in the Middle East, you have, I'm going to brain freeze. I must need another cup of coffee. in the Middle East, I'll have to look that up, you know. But, you know, you didn't have this type of violence in the Middle East when Trump was in office. You didn't.
Trump won in a landslide, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody listening to this show, he won in a landslide. It was the vote fraud. That's what happened, man. I knew so many African Americans that voted for Trump. I'm telling you guys, he won in a landslide. There's no doubt about it. No doubt at all. The amount of African Americans and Latinos that I knew that voted for Donald J. Trump. He won in a landslide. They robbed it. They stole it. That's what happened right in front of your face. It's telling you. I know.
Oh, I agree. I've seen some. I've seen the evidence. I've seen the videos. I wonder to this day why those two, that the mom and I can't remember their names, but the mom and daughter pair, you know, I think it was in Georgia or Pennsylvania, that pulled out ballots out from under a covered table when everyone was gone, and then start counting them. Why no one interviewed them is beyond my comprehension. No one, not even the so-called conservative media, interviewed them. Why? And I'm sure if I do some more research, I can find out their names. But no one. You remember there was a video that when, you know, they made sure, okay, we're done for the night, everybody go home, blah, 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 we're not going to do anything until tomorrow. And then once everybody was gone except four people inside the room, you had these two ladies, you know, their mother daughter pulled out, you know, from underneath the table, pulled out boxes and boxes of ballots and started to count them. And there was a video of it. And these two ladies, no one, through my question, no one in the media, including conservative media, you know, questioned them. The FBI, through my understanding, did not question them. Why? Why did no one question these two people?
There was talk about Chinese airplanes landing with ballots, Chinese jets landing with ballots when they would shut down the polling centers. And so, man, they stole, so many people. I mean, it was blatant. And part of the occult is telling your victims exactly what you're going to do to them. That's part of the occult. That's how they operate, these Luciferian satanic people. Part of the occult is telling the victim exactly what you're going to do to them. And they told you guys. They were telling Republicans, we're going to steal it. I wouldn't say they went on the media, I wouldn't say they went on national TV and said that, but these Democrats were kind of letting you guys know what they were going to do, and we didn't take them, you know, we just kind of laughed at them and didn't take them seriously.
You mean when it slipped, when Biden slipped, we had the best vote fraud team in the nation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, when Biden said that. Yeah, let's see. I think I may even have an audio of that. Let's see.
Oh, my God. Blatant, right in front of your face.
And oh, it was. It certainly was. Let's see if this is the audio clip.
About the campaign itself. Number one, do you think we have to conduct an all-male ballot election? election come the fall, given the likelihood this comes back in the fall?
We may get there, Chuck. I don't want to go that far ahead, but that is possible. I think we should be looking to all mail ballots across the board to begin with, because it's an easier way for people to vote. But whether or not that's required across the board in all 50 states and territories, I'm not sure yet. I think we can make that, but we should be beginning to plan that in each of our states. I think you have, anyway, there's some legislation in the Senate that suggests that. I think it's worth looking at quickly.
Yeah, I guess that wasn't it, but I thought for sure I had that that audio when he talked about that, but you know, perhaps not. But yeah, I mean, I've seen it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, me too. Yeah, I've heard it. And terrorism, the previous caller, I don't know if he's still there, but yeah, terrorism, when people find out about the deadly vaccines, what it does to their family members, terrorism, like Big Pharma, I do expect that to happen too. Yeah, people, they're going to be people that are going to get assassinated. Terrorism, I do see that happening too. He brought up a good point, you know, what happens when these people find out that they only have 18
hey,
months
Steve.
To live, what's going to happen then? He brought up a good point on that. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, I'm here still. I had an important call over. I'm helping a buddy with a legal matter. We hired a paralegal, and I've done a lot of secretarial work kind of stuff. But anyway, one of the points I wanted to make with that.
Real quick, Kelly, if I may, I think if I can get this thing to stay paused long enough. Let me. I think I have the audio here of him saying that. Bear with me.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration, before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
There you have it.
Yep.
Yes, they did, man. They got the Chinese jets landing with the ballots. Guys did a great job. Yeah.
Well, Steve, one of the points I want to make is that
oh, here we go. Real quick. Well, wait a minute. Maybe she was actually. Let's see. I wonder whatever happened to this. It was Ruby Freeman. So she was arrested by the FBI, but I never heard anything about it. I've never heard whatever happened to her.
Yeah. Well,
nothing,
infiltration.
Nothing happened to her.
I heard the FBI was taking ballots and voter fraud evidence and just completely shredding it. That's what I heard about that. They have evidence of voter fraud. The FBI was getting rid of it. That's what I heard about that.
Yep, Ruby Freeman. It was her and I think her and her daughter. But no, nothing. No, I don't think anything ever came out of that. And we heard no updates, no anything about it.
Wow, that's kind of like where are the authorities?
They covered it up.
It's because your country's been infiltrated, brother. It took them a long time to infiltrate this country. I heard the infiltration was complete about when Ronald Reagan took office in 1980. That's when the infiltration was complete, to where they had all branches of government infiltrated, and with your Wall Street, your Hollywoods, and about 1980. That was what, 41 years ago. Yeah, that's what I heard, brother. It was infiltrated And it took them a long time to finish the job. Yeah.
So is the president just a figurehead to make everybody look like everything, to make everything look okay?
With the media. Exactly. With the mainstream media, the president, they want everything. It doesn't matter if millions are dying. They want everything to look like, okay, everything is okay. We got another COVID relief bill coming. We know millions are dying. We know you got caskets everywhere. Funerals are happening. They're going to, what do you call that? Like a managed decline. Like your country is dying, but they want it to be a managed decline. They don't want anybody overthrowing the government. They don't want any terrorist incidents. They don't want you targeting any leaders of any institutions like the FDA or Big Pharma. They want everybody to be civilized during the decline so that, you see what I'm saying, so they can have law and order and they can manage the country in a corrupt way. Because if they don't, they're going to be, the government's going to be overthrown, then we have a civil war. And then you're probably going to end up with two different countries, two different currencies. It'll be a mess. Imagine the Civil War. I mean, it'd be a complete mess. I mean, it'd be unbelievable. The amount of guns in this country, too, the Civil War would be beyond imagination. I couldn't even imagine how bad it would be. And so the managed decline, to slowly decline America at the same time, increase China's international influence, increase mm-hmm. China building military bases across the world, increase China taking over Taiwan, taking over they produce most of the world's semiconductor computer chips in Taiwan. So China, and also Japan, even though Japan's not getting the vaccine, China plans on invading Japan. I'm hearing that too. Like, you're not going along with Big Pharma. They've got other plans too. You know, they want to reduce the population by 7 billion. So just because you don't get the vaccine, like, the Japanese people are smart, they're not going to get the vaccine. Just because that's the case, they plan on invading you or killing you through other means, whether it's war. Japan's sitting right next to China. So don't think the Chinese
right.
can't go across the water and invade Japan. I mean, they had a major war back in the day, but Japan is right next to China. They could be invaded. So just because they didn't get the vaccine, they could be targeted as well.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the New World Order, because they say we're tired of Christians, we're tired of people talking about Jesus. We want to get rid of all the religion. They want to get rid of all of it. So the Christian nations are targeted for destruction. High debt levels. We want to get rid of your gun rights, like they did in the United Kingdom. Got rid of the gun rights in Australia as well. You notice all the Christian nations, all those gun rights are just disappearing. Look what happened with the in this country. What's the corporation that runs the gun rights? The bankruptcy judge said no. What's the name of that gun rights corporation in America that you guys know the name of it? What's that gun rights?
What, the NRA?
Yeah. They were trying to file bankruptcy in the state of New York. The federal judge said, no, we're not going to allow you to reorganize your debts. You have that going on. And then in Austin, Texas, and in California, they're teaching preschoolers how to have anal sex. And they're working on decriminalizing pedophilia in California as well. They're legalizing prostitution in New York City. So you see what I'm saying? Things are massively changing very, very quickly. Yeah, but, yeah, they're teaching preschoolers how to have anal sex in Austin, Texas, and in California. Things are changing rapidly. Yeah.
Why would the schools don't have any business teaching sex like that? Jeez.
Yeah. To a 2-year old or a 4-year old. Yeah.
Oh,
because these guys are pedophiles. These guys are Satanists. These guys are pedophiles. And there's pagan gods that deal with pedophilia, having sex with children. There were laws in like ancient Rome about how you're supposed to take care of the child if that child is one of your slaves for pedophile reasons. And there's near Chicago, there's a city called Boys Town. Can you imagine? It's so disgusting. Boys Town. Can you imagine what's going on in Boys Town? Man. These are the elites, man. This is the crap that we put up with. They hid it from us for a long time, though. They did a pretty good job of hiding this stuff. They hid it for a long time. They did not want Americans knowing
Jennifer
who they
Alba's
were.
Well, yeah, really a dude. That, they hid it really well.
Yeah.
I
used to have dreams about her. I used to have dreams about Jessica Alba, man. I found out, like, what? She's a tranny. Like, man. Yep. You want to make it big in California? Transgender, man. But what's sad is the parents that sell their children into the program, like Britney Spears, the mental illness that goes on with the disassociate identity disorder, multiple personality disorder.
Please just don't
it's
tell
sad.
Me Lindsay Lohan is a transgender. Just don't tell me that.
It's like 98%, 99%. I mean, from Taylor Swift to now, what people get deceived at is the pregnancies. But like Beyonce, had pregnancies, right? In the movies, they wear a pregnancy silicone pregnancy product called a moon bump. They buy those from the United Kingdom. And that's what they wear in the movie. That's how they fake a pregnancy in the movies, with a product called a moon bump. So a lot of people, that throws a lot of people off. They'll say, well, Stephen, how can that be true when she had kids? It's because she was wearing a moon bump. And those kids that in vitro fertilization, or those kids are just straight adopted. But that's how they deceive a lot of people, with the moon bump. Fake pregnancies and stuff like that. Now, that's called a moon bump. You can look it up on Google. You can buy those products. Those are Hollywood props that they use to deceive the masses. The psychological operation is so deep. Like, man, it takes a long time to learn all that stuff, man. Man, they've been deceiving people for a long time. People would be very angry if they found out the knowledge, that's really out there. People, American people.
I sometimes want to become a gypsy and just kind of like just live in the woods and stuff, man. That's where.
What's that? The trailers. People are going to be the campgrounds. Yeah. But that's the drones. See, when people start running to the rural areas, they're going to have the drones try to do the manage the herd. I think conservatives, they may just end up carpet bombing us at the end of the day. Conservatives are so strong and highly armed, and you guys are prepped and everything. I just don't see them doing this New World Order with all these conservatives sitting around with all these guns. So that's what I'm thinking. They're just going to use the drones to carpet bomb all the conservative strongholds, man. I mean, like Indiana, I just don't see them pulling this New World Order crap around here, man. People are going to have to die, or something's going to happen, unless they're scared and they're not really going to fight like they say they are. You know what I mean? You know, people talk a good game, but when it comes down to it, they're not going to fight. Maybe they think we're so docile that's not going to happen, or they're just going to use drones and just carpet bomb the conservative strongholds, man. But it's going to be hard for them to convert the whole country over to the New World Order. Because remember what China talked about? We want to split America up into two different countries. That's what China talked about. So what do you guys think about that?
One.
Well, I mean, go ahead, Kelly.
if they have control of one country, they don't want to. They do not want to split two countries up because two countries will be harder to control. About the rural thing, I live in Siskiyou County, which is larger than some of the eastern states in land area, larger than Rhode Island or Delaware. We have 45,000 people, and we are very proud of our ninth new stoplight. I say that as kind of it's kind of amusing. We are having an influx, way more than normal, of people coming from, say, Sacramento, San Francisco, L.A., Portland, Seattle. We're having a huge influx. People are, like, getting out of the big cities and getting to someplace rural.
Oh, man, that's going to spoil everything. That's what I was thinking was going to happen. And that's how the Texas is almost going blue, because people are relocating to Republican states to get away from the high expensive inflation and Democrat strongholds. So they migrate a bunch of people to Texas, and eventually Texas may go blue.
That's
another
what they're hoping.
Problem we have. Man, the psychological operation. There's so many. It's so complicated, man. This is like. And that's why it's hard for me to see America being prosperous in the future, because it's like it's so hard to bench press this problem. You know, like Dr. Fauci keeps running his mouth. I mean, the problem is it's very complicated to fix it, man. Because I mean, I promise you, another lockdown's coming. I hate to say it. And the economists even warned everybody, if you lock this country down again, this country's finished. They've already told the people that. You lock this country down again like you did, it's going to be over.
I don't think that people are going to stand for it. I really don't. I you know, there's a big part of me who's thinking that, you know, I just don't see how people are going to I just don't think that. I don't think they'll put up with it.
But one good part is if they're moving to big cities like Austin, that still leave the rural areas for conservatives. It might still work out pretty good, though. Except I don't want to see, you know, Texas go blue. But then think about this. Conservatives may be able to flip California red if enough Democrats move out. Because I've been hearing there's a lot of conservatives in California. That's what I've been hearing. Have you guys been hearing that? And that there's a lot of vote fraud that's been going on for a long time in California. Have you guys heard about that?
Well, ask Kelly. Well, Kelly's from California.
Well, here's the deal. If you look at the Sierras, where there's a lot of grapes and vineyards and logging, that's east of Sacramento. That's very conservative agriculture, okay? And you even go southeast of Sacramento all the way down to Fresno County. Is that right? Fresno, Riverside. So you got the Sierras where it's pretty conservative. And then you got the Central Valley, which is obviously L.A. to Sacramento. Farmers, ranchers, conservative, almond growers, fruits and nuts. Then you go to up here. You go north of Sacramento. Again, we are big time. I'm pretty happy with our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And then you go all the way up to the Oregon border. Now it's the coastal. The coastal and the big cities pretty much run California, as in the Bay Area and L.A. That's where all the votes are. That's the Democrat part. And ever since Gatton left, a lot of machinery, manufacturing has left the state for foreign countries. So you have business services and then social services. The Bay Area was a huge manufacturing facility, you know, just the whole area, the whole Bay Area. San Jose, Alameda County, east of San Francisco, they still call the Bay Area. But that used to be quite machinist and conservative.
well, they were kind of a Democrat, but they were more, like Blue Dog Democrats. And then they went conservative because the left went so left. So it's a fascinating dynamic. Yeah, there's an awful lot of conservatives in California, but they're moving out. Texas, Idaho, Montana, there's some people that moved away because they're just tired of it here. So Ronald Reagan, everybody liked him. Schwarzenegger, he became governor. He was, and now we're going to have Caitlyn Jenner, who, by the way, is a very big conservative in his political views. His, her, it, whatever. sorry. I get confused with that. But he's got a good chance to win in the recount.
So I know. I was so shocked about Caitlyn Jenner. I'm like, but what is it? I think her platform is more about just ending the California lockdown, right? Is that her main platform? Is ending the lockdown, I assume.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Yeah, I could definitely see California going red. I mean, I could see that. I've been hearing Democrats have been doing this vote fraud for a long time, and that's how they have these strongholds in Illinois and New York. And I've been hearing they've got books going way back in the day about all this vote fraud with the electronic voting machine. And so Dominion, I mean, these guys have been, they've been screwing us over for a long time. I mean, Dominion, they got away with murder. Dominion got away with murder. I'm sorry, folks. They've been deceiving everybody for a long time. Been hearing about these electronic voting machines they've got books. Look at the books on the vote fraud. I mean, they've been talking about this stuff for a long time. Then they traced it back to Dominion. And I heard somebody ran a trace all the way to the Vatican in Italy.
Well, speaking of running a trace, I've got just about 6 minutes before the show ends, and I got to spend the last 3 minutes of it closing things out. So I certainly appreciate you guys making this quite the informative episode tonight. So certainly appreciate it. But let's go ahead and get each person a couple minutes, just two, for closing comments. Actually, not even that. Maybe a minute, and then I have to close things out. So go ahead with closing comments. Steve, we hope you guys would join us again next week. And then you, Kelly. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, guys, imagine one person. You help them come off insulin, whether if it's, getting them on a good diet, and then that one person tells their testimony to their family members. It's like if we can improve America's health holistically, whether if it's a good diet, water fasting, dry fasting, however you want to do it, supplements, testimonies will go further out, and then we can start building that resistance that, big pharma is not safe and not effective. And everybody keeps spreading that message. Then we can get a resistance big enough so we have to be acknowledged by the media. Our issues and our talking points have to be acknowledged. And then we need punishments for those that would leave the party and form a third party. These moderates need to be punished. I don't know how. I have no idea how to punish them. Somebody's, whether it's locally in their districts, but if they want to hurt the electoral process with the third party, they got to be punished. There's got to be consequences. If there are no consequences, they're just going to be getting paid. I don't know. It could Wall Street, K Street. So
I have to end it at that, Steve, and we'll definitely bring that
all
up
right.
again. But I got to bring it over to you, Kelly. They do. Hopefully, electorally punished, maybe legally if necessary. Good, Kelly.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things
Kelly,
coming
you there?
Up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things coming up. I just got to keep our eyes open on the horizon and do what we can.
Talk about things coming up. Just a reminder, next week we will be inviting – well, not be inviting. She's already invited and agreed to come on. I'll be having with us the former director for the Office of Small Businesses Program for the Trump administration's Department of Defense, Amy Murray. She'll be joining us next week. We also received agreement from candidate Jonas Schultz, who is running against anti-Trump Republican Anthony Gonzalez. We still have to see when, so stay tuned for updates when he'll be on the program. So I want to thank everyone tonight for being on the show. Looking forward to seeing you next week. And we'll see what comes May, but we'll always have to adapt and fight through it. So thank you very much, folks. We'll see you next time, and good night. Thank you.